Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The University of Maryland is one of two schools to offer courses in the marijuana business. Earlier this summer, the university announced that its School of Pharmacy will offer a master's degree in medical pot. Cornell University also plans to offer cannabis courses this fall. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Natalie Eddington, Dean of the University of Maryland School of Pharmacy. Thanks a lot for talking to us. What is the motivation to offer these courses?
Well, good afternoon, Rebecca, and thank you for allowing us to talk about our program. I think the major issue for us is that there are a number of states around the country that are legalizing medical cannabis. And so we work in supporting the workforce, and that's what our educational programs are responding to. So as it relates to medical cannabis, we wanted to respond to the need and the demand for medical cannabis and understanding of it as it relates to the science of the plant, the therapeutic effects, as well as the policy and state and federal laws. And those are the major areas that this new master's program encompasses.
And this is why it's being done at the School of Pharmacy instead of hospitality or something like that?
Well, I think because we have an expertise in medications, that's our fundamental role that we've had for more than hundreds of years. But more importantly, we want to make sure that this workforce has an understanding of medical cannabis as it relates to the plant, how it's being used. What has been a very significant, I think, driver of this is the National Academies of Science in 2017 put out a report that really identified those disease states or indications where medical cannabis was very helpful. And I think that provides the substantive information that is critical for our students, potential students in the workforce, to have a better understanding of. And so that has been one of the drivers, in addition to this significant growth of this industry across the country over the past 5 years or so.
How do your courses address the legal gray area that marijuana occupies, since it's still illegal on a federal level?
Yeah, so of course that is a significantly important issue. Just to let you know about our program, is our program does not include anything regarding touching the plant, having the plant as part of the curriculum. In the development of this program, we worked with the Attorney General of the State of Maryland to ensure that the courses and the content of those courses were appropriate, and we got their okay on going forward. That was a critical issue for us to move this forward throughout the review process and the approval process.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for sharing the information with us. Natalie Eddington, Dean of the University of Maryland School of Pharmacy.